order for the Illinois State Tollway Highway Authority for August 20th, 2014. Roll call, please.
Committee Chair Gonzalez.
Here.
Chair Wolf.
Here.
Director Wisner. Chair, we have a quorum.
Thank you. I believe we have no public comment. I didn't receive anything. So we're just going to go right over to item number four, the approval of the minutes for the Audit Committee meeting held on December 12, 2013. We have given it to the board members at this time. I'd ask if there's any questions or discussion regarding the minutes.
No questions.
If not, if I can get a motion to approve those minutes.
I would move the approval.
Debate. I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? It is passed. No additional items. Going on to item number five, the audit. We have two items of the external audit. We're going to go over that, and I'm going to have Cassandra introduce our external auditors.
Yes. So at this time, we'll have Kathy Bauman from KPMG go over the required communications as from the external audit.
We want to introduce the whole, why don't we introduce the team that's here? I know we've met them before, but.
Yes, absolutely. We have here Tom Kazaya, the audit manager from the Office of the Auditor General. And we have Jason Roshheisen from KPMG manager.
Great. Well, thank you everyone for having us here today. Just wanted to walk through with you the required communications relative to the completion of the 2013 audit and just briefly touch on some of the items from the report that we issued earlier this summer. With respect to the required communications, we perform our audit in accordance with both auditing standards required by the AICPA as well as government auditing standards. And we do our work as special assistant auditors to the Office of the Auditor General. So we're contracted and hired by the Office of the Auditor General on an annual basis. With respect to the audit, there are no significant findings except for some of the findings that we're going to talk about in the report very briefly. And we received full communication or full cooperation from management. We didn't have any disagreements throughout our audit process that were required to disclose to you. There was nothing unusual about the tollway's financial statements this year or things of that nature. With respect to the report that we issued, there are six findings this year, of which five were repeated findings, and there was one new finding. The findings generally revolve around, from a financial statement audit perspective, the system limitations that the tollway currently has, and I know that there's work being done as reported in the response from management on that finding, as well as control deficiencies related to some of the excess levels and change management processes that the tollway has relative to its systems. We also have a finding relative to the accounts payable process, which is also being addressed by the tollway. The other findings fall into the category of state compliance findings, and those, as part of our examination of compliance with the expenditures of public funds, the two main areas that we have there are related to procurement. As you may recall, there was an in-depth procurement review done about 2 years ago, so we've been following up on the findings related to that. And then there was an error in a required report that we identified during our audit process. With respect to the findings, the first three that I mentioned that we talked about related to the financial statement audit were considered significant deficiencies in internal control. The other items did not rise to the level of financial statement audit findings. However, they were reported under the state compliance requirements. I'd be happy to take any questions that you had about the audit process or about the report or audit findings.
And you said there was no material findings, correct?
No material weaknesses.
Material weaknesses.
And you're comfortable with the tollway responses on each of these main findings that you've reported?
Yes. We don't audit the responses mm-hmm. that were provided because a lot of them are forward-looking, but we will continue to follow up on them as part of our audit process going forward. But if we disagreed with what was being said, we have a responsibility to say that in the report, which we did not.
Which is good. Just wanted to double check.
Yeah. Yeah. We work very hard to make sure that there's no disagreement, as you can imagine.
And then from an internal audit standpoint, we actually do more detailed follow-up on the management responses to the material audit findings. So that is an ongoing process.
So I guess it's a question for the management here. We're trying very hard to get this system in place, the ERP system. What's the timing on that?
Well, it will be, before the system is fully implemented, it's going to be several years. We'll be implementing in stages and phases, prioritizing, I think, some of the financial system functionality, for instance, and then phasing in other components. So we were planning at the next audit committee meeting to have Prasad, who I think you've met before, who's the head of that ERP implementation project for us, to give an update kind of where we are. Relative to others, I think we're moving at a pretty good clip in getting that, you know, the right contracts and procurements going and in place so that we can move forward with that system implementation. But I think that we're still, you know, a good year and a half away from actually having, you know, the first components of that system rolled out or available to us for use.
So that might mean that some of these findings that revolve around the ERP will be in the next year's audit as well?
Yeah, some of these issues are really difficult to address absent the ERP.
The automated?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I look forward to his update.
Yeah.
So only do it as fast as you can do it, I guess, right?
Right, and we have, you know, several big IT projects going on at one time, which are demanding as well, and we, you know, are trying to balance and make sure that with the new electronic toll collection back office implementation, ERP, other, you know, system improvements, you know, ultimately IT is involved with all of those. So it does, we have to, you know, manage, you know, how much we tax the same resources. But I think that we are, my opinion is we're moving in a pretty good pace with, you know, still being responsible about decisions that we're making.
Any other questions on the external audit?
Thank you.
Ms. Hunter is going to give us a
I will audit. Say, I'm just, I want to say for the record how grateful I am to have external auditors. It really is an important part of reassuring the board, not that we don't in any way question the work of internal management or internal audit, but it's just another safety check that's really important. So tell Auditor Holland we appreciate
it. Yeah, we got your letter. Thank you for that.
It's seriously important to me and I think to the whole board. Thank you.
All right, well, good morning. This morning, I'm at the audit committee meeting. I'm going to provide an internal audit activity update. And if you take a look at the agenda this morning, we're going to cover some required communications from the internal audit department that need to be discussed with the board, with the audit committee. We'll talk about the purpose of internal audit, our authority, and our responsibility. We'll go over FISA-related requirements. We'll look at our internal audit activity for 2013 and 2014. We'll discuss an upcoming peer review that we're required to have performed within our department. And then lastly, we'll talk about some continuous improvement opportunities identified for our department, and then we'll take a look at our internal audit department resources. For purpose of authority and responsibility, as defined in our internal audit charter, internal auditing is an independent, objective assurance and advisory activity that is designed to add value and improve the operations of an organization. We have partnered through the years with the various departments here at the Tollway to accomplish their objectives by evaluating their various business risks and controls, and we have offered recommendations to improve that risk management and the whole governance process. Internal audit has a key role in recommending necessary correction actions and preventive actions through our audits and our consultative activity. The next slide talks about required communications per our internal audit standards. And we talked about the first two standards, which dealt with the purpose, authority, and responsibility, as well as internal audit's purpose. But I'd like to also highlight the organizational independence and the interaction with the audit committee of the board. Internal audit reports administratively to the executive director and functionally to the audit committee. Internal audit has free and unrestricted access to tollway records, and we have direct communication with the audit committee. Throughout the year, there is regular communication to the internal, to the audit committee, as well as to the executive director on our internal audit activity, as well as audit plans and resource requirements. And then lastly, the standards require that external audit assessments are performed by an outside agency at least once every 5 years. And when that type of peer review is conducted, we have that responsibility to discuss the outcome of those assessments, which I will go into greater detail in the back end of my presentation. The Fiscal Control Internal Auditing Act is something that you'll hear me talk about very regularly. This act, you know, requires us to present a two-year audit plan. There are required cycle audits that have to be performed. It's 11 of them over a two-year period. There are special audits and vendor audits that we perform. System pre-implementation reviews are important for us. We are actively involved in the ERP implementation, as we've kind of talked about, you know, during the external audit, as it impacts, you know, the agency to a great deal. And lastly, the agency certification letter to the Auditor General is a process that's an important tool for management to identify any internal control weaknesses and to take immediate corrective action. The next slide is a highlight of some of our 2013 internal audit activity. We conducted various risk-based and vendor audit reviews. We are involved in a number of pre-implementation reviews on critical systems throughout the tollway. Of course, we act as an advisory service in various areas here at the tollway, and we are actively involved in the external audit coordination as well. The results of our audit activity in 2013, recommendations were made to improve internal controls and operational efficiency. I'd like to say that management accepted those recommendations provided by internal audit, and follow-up audits were conducted to verify management appropriately implemented the action plans identified. Throughout the year, this progress is monitored, retesting is performed, and an update to the findings is identified and documented and communicated to all respective parties. This slide here talks about the results of our 2013 internal audit activity. As you see, we had four findings in the area of purchasing and contracting, which is a cycle audit, and six in personnel payroll, also a cycle audit. The tollway has increased contracting activity, and as a result, controls were enhanced overall to ensure that complete contract documentation and contract administration is actually being performed. The tollway user departments updated policies and procedures in the form of standard operating procedures, which provided additional guidance for the department to address inconsistent practices and improve file management.
I'm sorry, Cassandra, can you explain this again? The numbers are the findings?
Yes, so the numbers would represent the number of findings as it related to that particular audit, cycle audit that was performed.
Okay, and each one of those categories was a single cycle audit?
Yes, so there's a purchasing and contracting cycle audit, an expenditure cycle audit, a personnel and payroll cycle audit, agency organization and management cycle, and a gap process audit that is required via FISHA that we perform over a two-year period.
And they would be performed on different issues within the general categories?
Absolutely, yes.
So what we're not seeing here is by having four findings in 13 and only one finding in 11, that some aspect has gotten worse. What we're seeing is that you looked at a different slice,
yes,
of that process and found something
different. Okay. Exactly. We do, with each cycle audit that's performed, you know, every other year, we do an engagement level risk assessment, and for those high level risk at that time, that's what we you know, pursue as, okay, that becomes part of our objective and focus.
Okay. And I will say that from my perspective, and this is my turn to play this, you know, I really appreciate internal audit's role here because it gives us as management an opportunity to see where there might be weaknesses or issues that we can correct, you know, ideally before they become an external audit issue, which of course is part of the role of internal audit, but certainly before they become hopefully a larger problem that goes beyond just whatever embarrassment comes from something being highlighted in an audit report. So we, you know, I find them very valuable.
Sorry to interrupt.
Anytime. And the next slide looks at a vendor audit that was reviewed that identified four findings. And in this particular audit, overall, the results of the audit led to enhancing the documentation provided by the vendor. And there were some suggested improvements related to some system control lapses that were identified, and the vendor had the opportunity to approve upon them. So at this point, if there aren't any questions, I can move on.
These were not cycle audits. You either determined yourself you wanted to do, or management asked you to do?
We determined either, yes, it could have been either of those two choices, either management and or based upon our annual risk assessment process. This was an audit identified on the plan. We do have a section of our audit plan, hours dedicated to vendor audits, and this happened to be the audit identified.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
So taking a look at our 24 internal audit activity, it's represented here, and an update will be provided on that activity in our September 30th reporting that we provide to the executive director and to the board. And it'll also identify our progress in completing the audit plan that was approved this past December. And some of the highlights, of course, again, as I mentioned, we have required cycle audits, the property equipment inventory audit, To Chair Paula's Wolf's point, the objectives on this audit actually will include looking at our vendor management inventory program. So we'll take a look also at revenues and receivables. We have a grant administration audit, and annually we will perform the gap process audit. Our other activity is actually highlighted here. It includes the payment card industry annual assessment, which we have going on currently. I'll also highlight our pre-implementation reviews continue with active involvement with the ERP planning committee, and making sure that the plans associated with that process, has the right controls, and that we have an upfront, face with that committee to monitor the progress and oversee, to some extent, the implementation. And I'll also highlight our construction site observations, as that's an active activity going on currently. That will be going on through October. The construction site visits are currently being conducted in partnership with a third party. The information from the site visits are being utilized to monitor the activity of our contractors and their progress per the schedules, and to ensure safety practices are being followed in the field. We've selected 14 construction site projects, and weekly we go out with the third party and perform the site observations, and we will have some reporting, future reporting, coming forth to the board and to the executive director.
The third party is an organization that has construction expertise?
Yes, absolutely. So this, we thought that this partnership would be very important to the tollway, given that we needed someone that really had that subject matter expertise in the field of construction. So it's been a really good opportunity even for my team to kind of enhance their knowledge in the construction arena, and just ensure that we're bringing forth more quality, audits. And it even gives an opportunity to highlight any other opportunities where there may be some risks that we may not have been able to identify, had we not embarked upon this effort.
And the safety element is against what, OSHA standards, or do we have our own standards, or what?
According to our own standards, we don't look at it from. We have another internal organization that looks at it from the OSHA standpoint, but we are looking at other from the tollway policy and procedures, and just from accepted construction safety practices that should be part of the day to day, should be identified day to day at a construction site. Those are some of the things that we're looking at. So the next slide, I'm going back to the quality assurance assessment peer review that I talked about earlier in the presentation, where per the standards, it's mandatory that every internal audit department have an external quality assessment every 5 years. Our assessment will start next week, and the state has a peer review training course that includes testing and certification received upon successful completion of this particular peer review training course. The SIAB committee, which is a state internal audit advisory board, has approved two members from other state agencies that will be conducting this review. In order to be considered to be a peer reviewer, as I mentioned, you have to have peer review certification. In addition to that, myself and another member from the team, we've also became certified peer reviewers as well. And that process allowed us to do an internal assessment of our department and identify opportunities for improvement as well. So, as I mentioned, the two individuals will be out here next week. Their background and qualifications have been all approved by the FIAP committee, and they have received their certification as appropriate. Now, to talk a little bit about the purpose. The purpose of the peer review, it's required to determine whether the internal audit department is in compliance with the internal audit standards, the code of ethics, and the institute, and the definition of internal auditing per the Institute of Internal Auditors. And also, one extra step would be to ensure that we're in compliance with FISHA. The scope covers the entire spectrum of our audit activity, including consulting work performed. It'll also include interviews with the executive director as well as the chair of the audit committee. The reporting will be due to the tollway from the team that's coming out here prior to November 2014. But prior to our review of our acceptance of the final report, it has to actually be approved by the SIAP committee, which our timeline is to have that report presented such that it can be part of the SIAP's October meeting for approval, and then it will be issued to the tollway for final acceptance. There's an external quality assurance report matrix that's used for supporting documentation of this peer review, and that information, as well as any work papers that the peer review team takes, is exempt from FOIA. Any questions?
How long is the peer review team out here?
They'll be out here for the week, a full, 4 to 5 calendar days next week. As I mentioned, we have our own internal quality assurance improvement program as a part of our department policy and procedure. We have actually performed such a review internally and identified a couple of opportunities for improvement. One being just the adoption of a formal QA program, although we have practiced a QA program through the years, but to just enhance the documentation on that, we are including it in our internal audit manual. And then secondly, we have an update to the internal audit charter, which will define, we'll have an update to the internal audit charter, which actually will include the quality assurance program, but it'll also talk about the internal audit independence. And just based on updates to the auditing standards in 2013, we thought that we better clarify that role within our charter. So that update, we will be requesting approval of the audit committee at the next meeting. So further information will be forthcoming. And then lastly, I'll turn to our internal audit department resources. The department has added a new team member. The internal audit manager position was vacant for some time. I'm pleased to introduce Sean Farmer, who's sitting in the room. He's been with us now for about a month and a half. We're happy to have him as a part of the team. It's been a long time coming, and we're just excited to have him here. And he's had the opportunity to kind of to get up and running rather quickly, and we've kind of he's really gotten actively involved with progressing with the audit plan and interacting with the team. So welcome.
Could either you or Sean just give us two sentences on his background?
Sure.
So after college, I went to a short stay at a Health and Welfare Pension Fund in Rosemont. I was there for about a year and a half. I went to our previous external auditors, McLadry, so I dealt with Mike and Patty probably painfully on the other side of the team. I was there for a little over 4 years.
So as a result, is somewhat familiar with the tollway already from that previous experience with our external auditors.
And then after I did about 4 years in McLadry, and then I went to Navistar, which is right down the road. I was there for a little over 5 years, and then I was, uh, and I, at the end, I was actually relocated to Pennsylvania. I was given a great opportunity to come here, which I was extremely excited about. I'm very thankful to be part of the team. So.
Thank you.
Welcome. Thank you, Greg.
Welcome.
Yes, we're glad to have him. So I've been able to fill in the spot as internal audit manager, but we do still have the construction audit position open, and we are continuing to progress with the construction auditor role. But now that the manager position is filled, we'll probably be able to track forward more efficiently to staff the right person with the right skill set that is needed for a key role in our group. We want to ensure that, you know, that person has the appropriate skill set we're looking for, since we're seeking someone that is a subject matter expert in the industry that can conduct construction audits at a level that maybe as internal auditors, technically, we might not have that that industry expertise that may be needed for that role. So I look forward to introducing a candidate that we will hope to identify over the next few months. But as I mentioned earlier in the presentation, it's really great that we are still able to get out there currently and perform the construction site visits with the partner that we currently have on board with us.
So even though it is vacant, we're still, because I remember when you did your budget for the two-year cycle, we knew we were going to do a lot more construction and we were going to allocate more hours into that. So that's where that third party is versus allocating that
yes.
time that this person would have been doing. But we're still allocating our resources into that construction auditor role, even
yes,
though it's
correct.
A third party that's doing it.
Correct, exactly. So we haven't, although that person is not, that position isn't filled, we're still able to fill that task and that activity with the third party relationship that we have. So with that, are there any additional questions?
I just have general, sort of a boilerplate question. As you are doing your internal audits, are you receiving appropriate cooperation from all the departments you're dealing with? And then when you deliver your results, are you getting appropriate review from management and responses to your concerns?
Yes, I would say definitely. I think that the tollway, we have positioned ourselves as an internal audit department to be partners with our user departments here at the tollway. And in that respect, they have definitely, even sought our advisory services on, different projects that they are looking to do, as well as we identify efficiencies or inefficiencies or opportunities for improvement. They're very, quick to, improve upon, any weaknesses that we've identified. So we are definitely getting the cooperation from management at all levels.
Thank you.
Thank you. Kind of feel bad that you got a peer review right after the external audit, but it's good that you only have to do it every 5 years, but you do pick up a lot of, when the peer reviewers do come in, they do give, it's to help out too, to give their opinions and all other people are doing it. So it seems like it even improves your department even more than the peer review.
Yes, actually, and that is a great point because, part of the peer review will be to identification of best practices across and their viewpoint across other agencies and or just the internal audit function in general. So it's always great to be able to continuously improve. You always need to do that at all times. So I look forward to the peer review.
And now that you've become a peer reviewer, you can get revenge anyway.
That's right. All right, thank you.
Any questions or?
Nothing.
We have any unfinished business and new business and no executive session. So at this time, I'd like to motion to adjourn.
Aye. So moved.
I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? You adjourn. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.